Speaker 1.
A lot of my friends didn't think I could give up my car. It did take me a fair while to get used to commuting, but now I'm grateful that the Express Link allows me to commute into London without having to live there. Despite the considerable price of my rail pass, the other side of the coin is that I avoid the high cost of living that is part and parcel of being based in any capital city. Besides, the service has always been highly reliable, which has laid to rest any reservations I might have had about it not being a practical option. Laptop in hand, I can use the time productively to finish off a report or catch up on the day's news.
Speaker 2.
London seems to conjure up images of nightmare traffic jams. While there's a lot of traffic on the roads, there are a few alternative routes I can use, so I usually manage to avoid the worst of it. Admittedly, there are days when roadworks or hold-ups really try my patience, and then it's a case of sitting back with the radio on and making the best of it. I suppose it's not like I'm stuck on a crowded bus, is it? Of course, running your own vehicle is a lot harder on your pocket than using public transport, but it has its upside too. I can do the school run in the morning and stock up at the supermarket on my way home.
Speaker 3.
Well, I can't say I enjoy waiting at the stop each morning, or being at the mercy of the elements. And I know they're not always on time, but they're just victims of the gridlocked roads during rush hour. At least I don't have the hassle of driving myself into town and back in rush hour tailbacks. As a passenger, I can just watch the world go by as I listen to my MP4 player. The point is, I'm not emotionally drained when I get to work each morning. Some of my colleagues arrive with tales of inconsiderate drivers and battles for parking spaces, while others turn up looking like nervous wrecks.